This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, you find his work at BobMcGinnFootball.com. We welcome him in every Thursday right around this time. It's Rob Reichel. Hello, Rob. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great. How are you, boys?
Doing well. Are you a Christmas music guy, Rob, or are you one of those people who's annoyed by Christmas music as soon as it starts playing?
You know, Rami, I can pick it up about now and go like 2-3 weeks and close strong. I can't start listening to it, you know, the first or second week in November and then try to carry that through for the better part of 2 months. That's just too much for me. But right about now is perfect, and my kids are pretty gung-ho about it. So it's kind of fun to see Christmas through the eyes of a 10, 11-year-old kid now. So
for me, if I don't want to hear it pre-Thanksgiving. That's all. Just wait till after. Let's enjoy Thanksgiving, then give me all the Christmas music you want. I'm good with that.
And I heard a few of your topics or artists for the day. Did you have John Denver in there?
No, there was no John Denver Christmas. You want to throw your hat in the ring with
Christmas?
Okay, Rob Reichel wants a John Denver Christmas. Okay, thank you, Rob. What's
pretty,
going on?
Pretty old, Rami.
What's going on with the Packers secondary? Are they going to have enough cornerbacks to field a team this Sunday?
Well, is there any way you guys can get Leroy out to Cleveland and throw a 36 back on him and maybe move one of the safeties to corner? Yeah, no, it's messy, Rami, to say the least. I was a little bit surprised today when Mike McCarthy said that Dimitri Goodson was a long shot. Because I really thought they were going to have to play him 15, 20, 25 snaps from scrimmage in addition to the work he's going to get on special teams. Obviously, they put King on IR yesterday. House is in the early stages in the rehab group. You know, that's kind of a 2-3-step process through the course of the week for these guys that sit out early practices in the week to make it to the field for Sunday. I guess I'd be stunned, guys, if House doesn't give it a go and play, but he's beat up as well with that shoulder. So now you're looking at House and Randall and Hawkins, and if Goodson can't go, guys, they're going to have to go a little bit deeper. You know, maybe with a guy like Donatello Brown or somebody like that. But it's, it's a little bit dangerous, guys. I mean, because I don't know if everybody realizes just how good Josh Gordon was before he went away for a few years with his off the field troubles. We're talking about a guy. I don't think he's in the discussion of a Julio Jones maybe or an A.J. Green kind of a player, guys. But he's just a notch below that. I'm telling you, if he would have stayed clean and stayed on the field, he was going to play in multiple Pro Bowls, and they certainly featured him last week. He's going to see 10, 12, 14 targets come Sunday. They've got the rookie tight end who's coming on, who's a pretty good player. They've got another guy opposite of Gordon named Corey Coleman, who's a good player. The problem is obviously they've got an absolutely awful quarterback who can't get these guys the football consistently. But if he somehow finds a way to do it on Sunday, guys, it's going to be an incredible challenge for Green Bay secondary.
No, it really will be. Moving over to the Packers real quick, and really about Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. Jamal Williams now seems to rounding into what at least I saw him doing training camp or what he could be. Is this something that the Green Bay Packers can lean on Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones when other teams know that they're going to be running the football?
Yeah, and I think they have to take that approach, Gary. And you saw a few weeks ago in that Baltimore game when Mike McCarthy tried to take the training wheels completely off of Brett Hundley. What a disaster that was. The three interceptions early, losing that game 23-0, getting absolutely nothing generated on offense. He throws for about 80 yards again last week. I mean, guys, we're going to see on Sunday the number 34 and number 35 quarterback in the National Football League when it comes to rating of guys with a certain amount of passes. They only go 35 deep. But this is 34 and 35. I mean, this is in essence the two absolute dregs of society that are going to lead their football teams come Sunday. So, no, you're dead on, Gary. I think even though Cleveland's really good against the run, they're a top 10 run defense. They're allowing 3.3 yards per carry, which is incredibly low. I think Green Bay's got to hammer away with Williams, and I think they've got to run Jones 10, 12 times as a nice complement there. Maybe go 20 with Williams and 10 or 12 with Jones. And even if Cleveland knows that's what's coming, guys, you cannot let Brett Hundley potentially lose this game like he lost the Baltimore game. That's a bad plan of attack and a bad approach. And I think McCarthy learned his lesson, guys, a few weeks ago. I don't think he's going to go back to that again. Even though it's strength on strength, because Cleveland's pretty bad on the back end of their defense, guys, that there would be some opportunities, I think, for Hundley to go downfield and feature Adams a little bit in the passing game. But that might just be too risky for McCarthy, and he might just hammer away and try to win it with the run game and defense, kind of like he did in the Tampa Bay game.
So with Rob Reichel of BobMcGinnFootball.com here on the Wendy's Big Shows we do each and every week at this time. Rob, do you think there's anything to extra motivation, a little bit more fired up for the Cleveland Browns for two different reasons? Number one, the general manager's got fired today, not their coach. He gets extended Hugh Jackson through 2018, but there's that. And then there's the other thing of you don't want to be a winless team all year. So each game is even bigger for you and kind of like your little Super Bowl every time you think you have a chance to win a football game.
Yep, and if you look at it, Sparky, you know, they've got extremely hard games yet with Baltimore and Pittsburgh, and then they're at Chicago where, they'll be a 3-4, 5-point underdog in that game. You could certainly make the case, Spark, that this is the most winnable game left on Cleveland's schedule. There's only been one 0-16 team since the NFL went to 16 games, guys, in 78, and that was Detroit in, what was that, 08. When Detroit had a final chance to win a game at Lambeau Field that year, they came 0-15. Green Bay was on a five-game losing streak at that point in time, and Rodgers and the Packers beat them that year. But Cleveland would be the second one, guys. And actually, I mean, it's pretty remarkable. Cleveland's just the second team in the last 40-plus years to start a season 0-12. Tampa Bay did it back-to-back years in their expansion years. I mean, it's hard to lose 12 straight football games to start a year. I mean, they're what, 1-27 under Hugh Jackson? So, no, Sparky, I completely think this is their Super Bowl on many levels. I think it's Christmas Eve. They might have the Bears. That could be the other one. But, Gary knows this as well as anybody. It's still a sport where these guys are remarkably prideful. They don't want to be talked about 10, 20, 30, 40 years down the road and be a laughing stock when people talk about groups that went 0-16 and, you know, they're on the brink of doing that right now, guys. You're going to see Cleveland as fired up as I think an 0-12 team could possibly be, because I'm sure they look at this right now and they look at how Huntley has struggled with the Packer offense, hasn't been the same minus Rodgers, and I'm sure they see this as a very winnable game.
Find his work at BobMcGinnFootball.com and on Twitter at Rob Reichel, and every Thursday right here on the Wendy's Big Show. And we always appreciate it, Rob. Thank you very much. That's Rob Reichel joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.